3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Spirit of Sports Fest, that's the name of the show. Let's go to the Spirit of Dad now, as we're joined by the man who refers to himself as Nashville's dad, Taylor Lewan, starting left tackle of the Tennessee Titans. How are all things going with you and the Lewan crew as you social distance yourself from human contact?
First of all, fellas, I'm electrostatic for being on here today. Thank you for having me. Lewan household is doing good. My wife and I, our marriage is stronger than ever, so I feel like we're on the right side of that statistic right now. Our daughter's taking a nap, and so she has no idea what's going on in the world, which is also a plus. And I am a little bored, but I'm going to be okay. How are y'all doing?
We're good, Taylor. And I told Mark, I said, Taylor Lewan was good to come on with us until he found out that Mark Mariani was on the show with us, and then it took some doing.
Yeah, I was not nervous at first. When I first got to Nashville, man, everyone referred to Mark as the mayor of Nashville, and I was like, damn, that is so cool. This guy does everybody. And every place I walked into, every bar I walked into, which I've walked into a few in my day, everyone was like, oh, you play for the Titans? Do you know Mark Mariani? And I was like, of course I know Mark. We played together, but he's a town favorite, man, and I think that's why I became trying to call myself dad, is to kind of live in his shadow and try to bring myself out of it.
Is it a good or a bad thing that every bar knows I'll be there, you know, pretty much every Friday, Saturday, Thursday,
Tuesday? Sunday. But I mean, in your line of work, it's real estate, so it's networking. You're doing what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
Hey, when you get back in town, I think we all need to go over to Tin Roof, and I think we could safely stand 6 feet apart from each other and have a really good time.
Yeah, I think Josh will let us in. He'll definitely let us in. Him and Drew Dixon, all those boys out there will definitely let us in and make a couple drinks in late at night.
So I love the call, Taylor, that you had that the Titans put out. You called the Titans fan, and it was amazing because the guy said, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think you'd be this nice based on your on-field persona.
Yeah, it's different. It was just crazy because, I mean, obviously I'm not. But it's like you do anything, man. Like, there's different, you know, attitudes you have to have going to different things. And I think that's the one thing people miss is try to be the best at that and have the best attitude to be as successful as I possibly can.
Well, when I saw that online, I was like, oh, this will be good. Maybe we can use the audio of this. It'll be like a minute and a half. You spent like 8 minutes on the phone with that guy. That's outstanding.
I know Puff, when Puff called me, he's like, listen, man, I don't know how this is going to go, but you can talk to a wall for 5 minutes, I'm sure. Just try to get 5 minutes in. But the guy I talked to was unbelievable. The guy was awesome. He was chipper. He had been married for 51 years. The guy had a lot of life lessons to give me, so I think it was only fair that I stayed on, got my notepad out, got my pen out, and wrote down some things.
So how much contact are you able or have you been with your teammates? Are you keeping up with those guys at all, or is everybody just kind of enjoying and surviving in their own way during this time?
I think everyone's just kind of surviving their own way right now. For me, the hardest thing is just getting a workout in. Like, I got the perfect push-up outside and some other ab stuff, and other than that, like, I'm all body weight. So it's hard for me to keep weight on and stuff like that, but all the other guys, man, they have their routines and stuff. I keep up with Roger Saffold quite a bit. And the whole O-line's got a group chat that we talk on constantly, so the boys are pretty locked in.
Taylor, I don't know if you heard Herbstreet's comments today, but he was talking about camp and everything getting canceled and everything. How much time do you guys need the O-line, you know, before this season starts to get in shape and get ready before you sign off on taking the field for a real live Bullets football game?
Well, I think, you know, like, there's rust anytime you go back to OTAs or go back to camp or anything like that. But I think when I came back from my suspension until I got the rust off and I felt like I was back to my old self, it took two and a half weeks. Yeah. So I don't think it would take much more longer than that for anybody to kind of get locked in. I don't think we're going to hit OTAs. I mean, as far as the way everything's trending, I don't think we're going to have that. I don't even know about camp, but I actually DM'd Kirk on He hasn't got back to me yet, but I'm still fingers crossed right now of where he's maybe getting that information. Because is it just the trend you see of how people are not doing a good job of social distancing themselves and are not taking this as serious as they should? Or is it something he knows that maybe we don't know behind it? So it's tough. I think as Americans, we take a lot of pride in having freedoms and having able to do. We can do what we want because we're Americans. When really, like, what we need to do is kind of shut our mouths, stay in our house for 2 weeks, and let this thing get by the best we can. And now we're trying to control us, or this, you know, conspiracy theory or that. It's kind of like, let's just do what we're supposed to do right now. Get through this thing, because it's evolving, and people that are doing what we're supposed to do, and the sooner that everyone takes it more seriously, the sooner it's going to be over. But it's tough right now, because people are still going on spring break, people are still doing Mardi Gras, people are still doing a bunch of stuff where, you know, it's going to keep spreading, like wildfire.
We actually had Kirk Herbstreit on earlier, and basically he said, look, this is just my opinion in listening to the doctors and hearing what they're saying. And his point was, hey, there's no vaccine and probably won't be for 12 to 18 months. And basically the experts don't even know what's going on. So that's kind of where he was coming from. But Taylor, for you, are you concerned that there won't be a season? Are you concerned that it would be pushed back? And would you feel comfortable and obviously it changes weekly, but would you feel comfortable being in a locker room in close proximity and playing an NFL football game with where we are right now when it comes to coronavirus?
I think where we are right now, like if the season had to start in a day, I would probably say I'd have to side against it, not because I don't want to play football or anything like that, but it's just the smarter thing to do for us to become healthy. And if it's spreading at the rate it is, and I get my news just like everybody else on Twitter, and so I'm looking through all the things that are going down on my search stuff, and it's saying that we have now passed, you know, Italy and China for the most cases. And so it's like there's no way people should be suiting up or, you know, putting gym shorts on or playing basketball or hockey or anything right now. There shouldn't be any sports, and it sucks.
We've got Taylor back. Hey, Taylor, sorry about the problem there. I was asking – obviously, any NFL offseason, you've got players coming and going. You know, you said goodbye to your line mate, Jack Conklin, who got a great deal. Marcus Mariota goes to the Raiders. Jarrell Casey, who had been a stalwart on this team. How tough is it for you? You know it's a business, but how tough is that part of the business for you to say goodbye to teammates that you care about?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the hardest things you can do in this business because you have special relationships with those guys. Guys like Jack came in here and, you know, did such a great job his first year, ended up getting a couple injuries, but really battled back through adversity and able to sign up what I think is one of the best contracts in free agency as far as the time, the amount of money. It's awesome for a guy as young as him. When it comes to like things like Jarrell, that stuff, that's part of the business. And I know Jarrell didn't want to be on that end of everything. That's tough and it never happens to you. But I love the guy. And it's hard to put into words how tough it is to see it, the kind of changing every single year since my first year walking in and seeing these 10-year guys and knowing that now none of those guys are really around. And it's really kind of, I don't think there's anybody in the locker room that's been on the Titans as long as me and Daquan Jones now. And it's kind of crazy to think about that. You know, it's just us two are the oldest guys as far as being in the locker room for the longest. There's probably someone I'm forgetting about, but that stuff it's just hard. And you know, it's crazy because we all slow down eventually, and hopefully I don't slow down for a long time. And I can help this team for a while, but, you know, eventually it's going to be you that people look at you and say, hey, you're not good enough anymore. You gotta go, or you're cut, or you're getting traded, or there's a cap issue. So we need to, you know, rearrange your contract. It's a crazy situation how this whole thing works out, and it's easy to look at it when it's just X's and O's and this is just a name on a piece of paper, but when you know the person and you know their family and their, you know, their kids and stuff like that, it definitely gets harder and harder each time.
How did you find out about Jarrell, and how shocked were you to hear that news?
Sorry, you broke up a little bit.
Oh, sorry. How did you find out about Jarrell Casey being traded, and how shocked were you?
I found out through a friend of mine named Adam Bobo. He actually texted me and said that he got traded. And I was like, that's crazy. So obviously I went to the internet and I looked up and I saw a seventh round pick. I was like, holy, you know, bleep. I cannot believe, like, we traded Terrell away for, you know, for the seventh round pick because, you know, all he does in the community, like, everything he's done as a football player, be a captain for so long, it's just, it's one of those things where John has his reasons, and I think John's an unbelievable GM, so I don't doubt anything he's doing, but it kind of takes you back, especially when a guy like that, who has had so much success at one franchise for so long, is now no longer a part of the team.
You know, when you were mentioning OG guys, you forgot about the OG of OGs, your punter.
Oh, that's right. Kearney, baby. Hey, you can't ever forget about Kearney. Best punter in the league. He's the best player on our team.
Hey, I know you busing guys have done some great stuff in the community, and there's still tornado relief going on. I know you guys are selling T-shirts for that. And let's let people know again how they can buy one of your cool shirts and help out people who still need help, even though we're dealing with other stuff now, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can go to bustingwiththeboys.com or barstoolsports.com, and if you purchase the Nashville Strong T-shirt, every dollar you spend is going to go to help people that have been affected by the tornado directly. Nothing goes to us at all. And I know that some of that money now is going to go out to help some people with issues with the COVID-19 and all that. So we're doing everything we can. I know we briefly spoke about a couple other things we were trying to do, but because of this pandemic, we were unable to do it. But I'm sure when everything calms down, put Spirit in and the boys, we'll figure out another way to raise some money for people. And it's something we could do all the time. And there's definitely going to be a void on our team as far as who does want the community for Terrell.
Looks like we might have lost Taylor one last time there. We'll let him go. We appreciate the time. Sorry about the phone issues that we're having right now.
I will say this. I bought some of those Nashville Strong T-shirts. They're awesome T-shirts. Like, if you're wondering about buying T-shirts, and sometimes they're made cheaply and things, and you'll never wear them, that's completely wrong with these. They're awesome, awesome shirts, and wear them all the time. So appreciate those guys for doing what they're doing in the community, and certainly Taylor, who's in California. He was set to come back, and then all this happened, and so he stayed out there like a lot of people. You know, you just kind of stay where you are, and so certainly appreciate him coming on, despite his distaste for Mark Mariani.
Thank you, Dad! Thank you, Dad!